This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Wink. What do we love, Jilly?
Wine.
And why do we love wine?
Because we like to wink and drink.
Exactly. Wink makes it easy to discover great wine because Wink's wine experts select wines matched to your taste, personalized for you, shipped right to your door, starting at just $13 a bottle. Can you believe that, Jilly?
I can't.
There's nothing like coming home to a box of delicious wine selected just for you. It's the best day of your month. It actually is the best day of my month because wine is kind of the only thing I drink and I just love it so much. And Wink is so easy because all that you do is you fill out your palate profile quiz and you answer a simple question, you know, simple questions that when you go to the wine store, people don't really ask you and you don't even know that if someone just asked you these questions, you'd have a bottle of delicious wine just for you.
They don't ask you how long you want the berry flavor to last on the tip of your tongue.
No, exactly.
Or if you want
not.
A full body, if you want a full body, or if you want a light body, or if you want a something acidic
or fruit forward,
or organic flavor.
Exactly. Questions like how do you take your coffee and how do you feel about blueberries? You know, these are all important questions to know how your wine should taste. And then when Wink sends you wines curated to your taste, the more wines you rate, the more personalized your monthly selections become. Each month there are new incredible wines like the insanely popular Summer Water Rosé, baby. Okay. There are no membership fees. You can skip any month and you can cancel any time. Shipping is also 100% covered. So if you don't like a bottle they send you, they'll replace it with a bottle you do like. No questions asked. Discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/lovin and you'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's try, T-R-Y, wink, WINC.com/lovin for $20 off. trywink.com/lovin.
All right, guys, what a beautiful Monday it is, and today you're listening to a Hot to Trot super fresh episode of Lady Lovin'.
Yes, you are.
Recorded day of, release day of.
That is the voice of Lo Bosworth, everyone.
Hi.
And that's the voice of Greta Tittleman.
And that's the voice of Jilly Hendrix. OMG.
Hi.
I said Tittleman.
It's okay. I have such anxiety when people pronounce my last name. Like, before I go on stage, I always, like, tell hosts, I'm like, my last name's pronounced Tittleman. And they're like, I know. And I just get so scared.
What do you
scared.
Mean?
People because people, don't...
My last Did I call name you spelled, Tittyman?
They're calling me Tittleman or...
Tittleman, Tittles,
yeah,
McGee.
And that was, like, what people made fun of me when I was a kid. Tittyman, Tipman.
My and sister you did got have worse, big tits.
And I have big tits. But, you know...
And it's pretty
it's
cool.
Because...
If someone called me tit man, I would
People
be very
called
excited.
Me titty, tit man, tit, tit, tit. Because my last name is spelled T-I-T-E-L-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what my nickname was as
what?
A child? Beans. And I hated
Why?
It. All the older guys that we went to high school with would call me Beans.
Because of Jilly Beans?
Yeah,
Jilly Beans. I loathed it. And so
I
then
has,
I had to
I
shut it down.
I think it has scarred her, actually.
I think it's cute. I like calling you Jilly Bean.
I just want to know what I hate is when your friends, when you specifically tell them something that you don't like,
and then
they keep doing it. Like, that annoys me a lot. And I was like, please don't call me Beans. And people would still call me that. Lo used to call me that, but then she stopped when I said it really bothered me. And she said that she understood and she would stop calling
me
that.
But I never called you just like Beans. I was like, Jilly Beans.
Yeah. Jilly Beans is cute.
It is cute, but she...
Jilly Beans is cute, but Beans...
I don't know. Beans is cute. Remember Even
no
Stevens?
No one's
going
to fuck Beans.
Remember the show? Remember the show?
No one...
People will fuck Beans.
Fuck
yes,
people...
People 100%. I know people that have fucked up nicknames that get so much ass. The more fucked up your nickname, the more ass you get, I think.
There was a guy growing up and his nickname was Flap because he didn't have a circumcised penis and he got laid.
Ew, his nickname was Flap?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That is funny. I didn't know
that. Do you remember him, Jill?
Well, I was browsing the World Wide Web today, and I noticed that Pete Wentz named his daughter Marvel after, like, Marvel comic books. And I just thought to myself how insane names are getting. People are just like, oh, like, some they're taking, like, another name that no one would ever name their child and being like, okay, since no one's named their kid that, I'm going to name my kid
that. Okay, but don't you think that, like, back in the 20s or whatever, when or before then, when people started naming their daughters, like, Ruby and Pearl, don't you think that everyone was like, oh, my God, this is so crazy that they're naming their daughters Pearl?
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, but now people are naming their kids, like, Leaf and, like, you know,
Leaf
Feather.
Has been
and,
a like, name. Arrow. That's, like, been a name for a minute.
Yeah.
What about Arrow? Arrow's my
Who is
my
named
Billy
Arrow?
My favorite Billy on the street is when he runs up to someone, he asks him a question, he's like, oh, what a cute baby, because the girl's holding the baby, and he's like, what's its name? And the mom goes, Arrow. And he goes, Arrow, what the fuck kind of name is Arrow? And, like, runs off. It's like,
I mean, it's true.
So funny. Names are so crazy. Although I have no idea what I would name my child if I had
If I had kids, I know what I would name them.
What would you name them?
Do you want to hear or should I keep it secret?
Okay. Tell us.
Whatever you prefer.
Whatever, I'll tell you guys. If I had a boy, I would name it Lucky.
Cute.
And if I had a girl?
Yeah, you're one of those messed up
I would.
People.
I'm going to name my daughter like Tupperware.
Pepper, you know what name?
No, but Lucky is a very Lucky is a name that's been around for a long time.
There's a model that's are actually Lo and I's friend's cousin, who's like a famous model, and his name is Lucky Blue.
Yeah, see, that's cute.
You know what name I've been vibing on lately?
What?
Una.
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 Like one.
No.
You guys like have got a
Una.
Why? What are you gonna name your kids, Charlotte?
Una. I think Una is a really cute name.
Charlotte.
That's not a Jewish name. I'm definitely.
But what about Charlotte York Goldenblatt?
Yeah.
She wasn't born with a Jewish
what
name.
What kind of names are you thinking over here,
I know.
Here,
I'm
Jilly?
Just trolling you right now.
I like to keep my names private, Greta.
Well, I just now, look, if anybody out there is pregnant and wants to name their son Lucky, go for it.
Okay.
I think it's a really cute name. And maybe the more Luckies we have in the world, the more normal and acceptable we will make the name.
Okay, that sounds good.
Whatever you guys name your children, I will love them no matter what.
For sure. Well, I had a beautiful Mother's Day. Greta, did do anything with your sister yesterday?
What did I do?
In honor of your mom?
Yeah, we went shopping.
Your mom loves to shop.
My mom loves to shop. I went, you know where I went? I went to the Reformation Vintage Store. Have you guys ever gone there?
No.
It's all vintage stuff, and they have like a really great selection of things.
That's cool.
And I got a jean jacket, I got a top, and I got a dress. Yeah, it was a successful trip.
That's nice.
And everything that
you know what I'm vibing.
What?
Sorry, when you're done, I'll tell you my vintage thing I'm vibing.
Oh, on. I was just gonna say the reason why I liked their vintage store so much was like everything was really affordable.
Hmm.
Like, it wasn't, like...
$300
Right, because it wasn't...
Shirt.
It's not, like, designer vintage. Right. You know what I mean? It's just, like...
Genuine vintage.
Yeah, exactly.
A.K.A. secondhand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jill, what vintage are you vibing on?
I'm vibing... Well, it's not really vintage. It's resell, I guess, or reset, whatever the hell the word is. But the Real, I know it's been around forever, but I'm re-vibing on it because they opened up a store in Soho.
A booster.
Yeah, and you can actually bring your clothes there if you want to and then try on stuff. And then they, like, have iPads and they can search, like, certain items that are in the store or they can, like, bring you stuff to the store to try on if you, like, email them in advance. But I just feel like it's very, very cool and it's kind of like this, like, whole thing of people, like, trading clothes. Like, you can get something and then when you're done with it, like, obviously you're not going to get the full price for it, but you're, like, then able to, like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a very interesting thing and I don't take advantage of this kind of stuff enough and I feel like they have really great stuff and the price point was really like amazing.
Have you never shopped at consignment stores before?
I haven't. Like I've never been that into consignment shopping just because I do feel like it's timely and sometimes I'm more like in a rush and you have to like try things on and see about the fit. But I really feel like the store was great. Everyone was, like, so nice, and it was, like, a really, like, amazing experience. And they also have Rolexes, so I tried on a Rolex to just secret, like, my future, you know?
That's great.
Yeah. I've sent a bunch of clothes to The Real. It was
too.
Great.
I use them a lot. I actually just got a box back sold. Of shit that they didn't take of mine.
I have a fur coat. I need to
sold a bunch on there, but I've never bought any.
Yeah, it's nice. The store is really nice.
Yeah, the store feels like you're just in a normal, like, department store.
That's cool. You know what I'm not vibing on?
What?
The Reformation store on Melrose, where they only have, like, one clothing item, and then you have to tell the person, like, what you want to try on, and then they, like, go gather it for you. And then I just think it's so
the way
annoying.
That they do that, like, they don't have the sizes
out.
Yeah,
it's like future shopping.
Yeah.
But I don't think the model works, because, like, I don't think a lot of people really love talking to salespeople. At least I don't. I don't want to go shopping and have it be like
such a friendly.
Like, I don't know.
I worked in retail for so long, and I like loved talking to customers. But well, that's half of the way that you sell shit.
Exactly.
To them.
But like for a lot of people, like I walked into that store the other day. My friend and I were like, "Let's go," because like we don't want to have to do all the work involved.
I hate it when you ask for a size. You're like, "Oh, I normally wear like I'll go in and I'm like I normally wear like a 6 or an 8, you know, depending on the fit or whatever, and then they like bring you a size that's like a size too small or like 2 sizes smaller, and it's like I'm comfortable that I'm a 6 or 8, like bring me those sizes, like don't try to like bring me a smaller size when I just told you my size.
Maybe they have different size in stock.
I would never do that unless I knew that the garment ran like a certain way. I would always bring the size people would ask for.
Well, yeah, that's weird.
Because, like, I'll be, like, a 6 or an 8, and then they'll bring me, like, a 34. And I'm just like, that's not a 6 or an 8. And, like, you can bring me a 40. Like, I'm not going to, like, cry in the closet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe they just don't know.
It's so odd. It's so odd.
European sizing.
Wait, can we get back to Pete Wentz really quickly?
Yeah.
Of course, Greta. We can always get back to Pete
Wentz. I just, like, Pete Wentz was the lead singer of Fall Out Boy. Or Sum 41? Oh, for Fall Out Boy.
No, he wasn't even the singer, because the whole point was he was more famous than the lead singer of the band. So, like, it was a big deal because he got most of the
attention.
What
band was he in?
He was in Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, but he wasn't the singer. He was just,
played
bass.
A few things about him.
I just assumed he was the singer.
Well, he became really
famous. Case in point.
That's what makes it crazy. That's what makes it crazy.
Do you think he became really famous because of his relationship with Ashley Simpson?
I'm sure that helped. I don't know.
Didn't
if that was
he also date like Avril Lavigne?
No, Avril Lavigne dated the Sum 41 guy.
He like also when they were on stage, he would be the one with his shirt off. Like he was like more of the performer. I mean, they're all like super talented. I think the singer is really talented as well. But and he also played lead guitar. But I just think that he was more like. On, like, some of their photo shoots and stuff, he was the one that was, like, shirtless. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there was just more, like, of a spotlight on him. And maybe that's because, like, he made it
I mean,
that
also,
way.
Like, but if you pop the top, I'm going to look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also just love, like, I fuck with Fall Out Boy for real. I'm, like, getting back in touch with the early thousands, like
the aughts.
I was listening to Blink-182 on the way over here. And I just think Blink-182, we all agree, great band.
Well, I feel like in California, the radio stations still have a lot of, they still play a lot of their music. Like 98.6 is like all kind of like old school.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's more of like.
I fuck with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, much more of that vibe than it is on the East Coast. But also they have a night in LA that you should check out, Greta, called Emo Night.
Yes. Where is it?
And my brother goes all of the time with his girlfriend. And they just play, like, emo music. They play, like, Panic at the Disco. And it's, like, this whole thing. And there's, like, DJs. And it's supposed to be, like, really
honestly,
fun.
Honestly, a DJ playing, like, Blink-182 and Panic at the Disco sounds so funny. But can we get back to the fact that Lo said that Blink-182 is a, quote, questionable band for her?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I just, like, all of those, like, whiny boy bands.
Like, they all sing like this. Yeah, and they're like, my mom hates me, but I love you.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be able to come out now and be successful, but they were, like, super important of that time.
No, even back then, I was like, this is for fools.
What did you like to listen to back then?
I don't know. Britney?
Yeah, it's Britney, bitch.
I've always, like, vibed on, like, more, like, old school rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like, the classics.
Like the Stones, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved Panic at the Disco when I was in high school. I used to listen to that, and then I would wear like black bracelets and like a.
Yeah, I'm just not here for whiny white boy music.
No, I mean, like, it is pretty whiny, but like there is something like when I listen. I guess when I listen to it now, I didn't like fuck with it that much back in high school.
Right.
But when I listen to it now, there's something where I'm like, oh, this is
there's
fun.
Some merit there.
Yeah, well, I will say that one Fall Out Boy song.
Somebody once told
no,
me.
No, that's Smash Mouth.
Oh, I don't like them either.
No, I don't like Smash Mouth. But that Fall Out Boy song, it's like, loaded gun complex, cuck it and pull it. We're going down, down in an earlier round. Sugar, we're going down, swinging. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That song fucking rocks. Right?
That was a great song. It was a hit when it came
and
out.
And Panic at the Disco, dance, dance, we're falling apart to have time.
Are we
going to
get sued
dance.
For copyright infringement today?
No, because this is my version.
That's
offbeat. This is the way we love, and it is a misery love
I
me.
Think perhaps that Greta should start a band in addition to being a comic.
I wanted to start a country band. Like, I'm out here in LA looking for musicians. If anybody listening has musician friends,
you'd
holler
be a
at
great
me.
Country music star.
Thank you.
I hate country music.
I like it.
I love country
I like
music.
It.
I want to fuck Luke Bryan for real. He's hot as hell.
There's
Chris
somebody,
Stapleton.
There's somebody Ooh. Named like BB something or other. I listened to his song about like. I don't know.
Abe is a huge...
If it's
huge...
meant to be, then it's meant to be. And I really liked it.
It's great. Abe is a huge country fan. Abe, like, listens really predominantly to country music.
Greta has a new house.
That's one of my biggest fears is falling in love with someone that likes country
well,
music.
Well, I did it.
That's an irrational...
Don't be scared.
That's an irrational fear.
I just can't. I hate country music. Luckily, the man I'm dating, he's not super into music, actually.
All right.
So I get to educate him.
Let's gossip about each other. It's that time.
Okay.
Greta, you can start. Greta has a new house, you guys.
I do. I have a new house, and it has made me like so much happier. I'm in a much better place than I was a few weeks ago.
Claps for Greta.
Yes. But, you know, I'm still, like, really dealing with the aches and pains of, like, adjusting to a new place.
Yeah.
Totally. I still, like, I get so anxious about my, like, all of us. I just get so anxious about my job and my future and my work. And, like, it just consumes me. And I get so taken by the stress and anxiety that I really am trying to, like, retrain my brain to be, like, present and, like, focused on doing what I'm doing in the moment. And it's just so hard.
Yeah.
I just get so fucking anxious. And then I cry and, like... Like, yesterday, I was having a great day, and then Abe and I got dinner, and we went to see Breaking In, the movie with Gabrielle Union.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, it's fun.
But, I love Gabrielle Union.
Like, out of nowhere, I just started to get so in my head and so stressed, and I just started crying, and, like,
yeah.
You know, it's still that. It's still a lot of that, and I want to feel... I will. It will happen. I just want to feel stable.
I think that, you know, since I started going to therapy a couple years ago, I often had the same issue that you did in terms of, like, always worrying about my future and what's going to happen and all this stuff professionally. And I was really reminded to think back to a time, like, when I wasn't okay. And I think that's what you have to do, is that you're always okay.
Yeah.
Even if you're worrying and worrying and worrying, like, have you ever really been in a position where... Because you weren't in the place that you wanted to be professional, that your life was over? No. And so I think that that is a good sort of starting place to, like, try to think about when, like, your mind is racing about this stuff is
yeah,
to
my
think,
mind
like,
just, like,
I've never actually not been okay. I've always had a place to live. I've always been able to pay my rent. I've always been able to afford food and get, you know, take care of my family.
Totally.
And so I think that you need to remember that.
It's just hard when, like, you know, and I talked to Jilly about, like, this pretty recently, like, when you want something so bad, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And you just want it. And you're like, I'm ready for it. Like, I'm ready for it. I'm here. Like, come on, you know? And then it doesn't happen when you want it to, but that's just life, you know?
I mean, I think that's the classic tale of every human.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's also, you have to realize that's the career you're in. And, like, you, instead of being, like, disappointed or that, you just have to realize, like, that's what it is. And there's going to be a lot of that until, like, the one thing
happens. I do. And, you know, I do realize that. Like, I know that, you know. Just sometimes when I let my brain, like, travel too far away from me, mm-hmm. it everything becomes, like, so compounded, you know what I yes. mean?
My new motto is that they should be so lucky.
Exactly.
They should be so lucky.
But outside
of everything I'm doing and presenting, they should be so lucky to be a part of it or to want to work with me or any of that. And then, like, whatever, it'll happen.
You just gotta work hard. That's all it is. Just hard fucking work. Hard work pays off, baby.
It does, in one way or the other. It might not always be in the way that you think.
Yeah.
No, but it does come back around.
It usually is not in the way that you think.
Right.
But I will say, things are getting better. The house is cool. I haven't lived in a house since I was 12. So that's really cool.
Oh, my God. How are you enjoying having a yard?
I love it. That's the best part of the whole thing. We have this, like, little backyard, and it's really cool. I love being outside. It's so nice to be outside.
Totally.
That's what's chill. But wait, I had one more thing to say before I ask you guys what's going on in your life. Now I forget. Oh, I'm going to do a self-promotion if you guys want to come to my show at Genghis Cohen tomorrow night.
Cool.
Tuesday
the 15th.
Tomorrow night.
Right?
Tuesday. Oh, yeah, but people, oh, yeah, true. Sorry. You're right. Yeah, Tuesday the 15th, Genghis Cohen, 8 p.m., West Hollywood, free. So fun.
Free?
Free. It's completely free.
Oh, my God, dope.
Yeah.
I love that.
Jilly, what's going on in your life?
You know, just trying to figure out some stuff with work, hoping that some exciting things are happening.
You look glowy today.
Yeah.
Well, I did work out this morning, so that could be why. Could be just sweat
on
my body.
Nice. You look pretty.
Well, I'm happy. I really like the guy I'm dating a lot.
That's great.
I love that.
He's the best.
You deserve it, Jill.
Sometimes he calls me Yoko.
That's very cute.
Like Yoko Ono?
Like his muse.
Yeah, because he'll talk to me about career stuff, and I'm just, like, super feisty. And then he's like, okay, chill, Yoko.
That's funny.
You guys like each other, and it just provides me with so much warmth on the inside of my body.
It's really cute.
I'm so, so happy for you.
He met more of my friends this weekend, which was
fun. Where did you guys do?
Did you go to Hannah's birthday?
We went to a birthday
party.
Where was it? But it's always interesting when the guy that you're dating meets your friends and how everyone, like, reacts.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Was it a positive reaction?
Yeah, everyone was very the funniest thing is, like, I do feel like I have a lot of guy friends that are more feminine, I would say. Like, then are more, like, you know, men or, like,
burly,
like, tough guys. Yeah. So every time I introduce them to one of my, like, guy friends or, like, girlfriends, you know, or whatever, they're like, he's like a man. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty funny. That makes me laugh always.
Did they like him? Was the intro? A lot of people get nervous introducing their person to their friends.
Yeah. I don't really get nervous. I sort of just, like, dropped him in the corner and, like, left.
That's good.
You know? I feel like that's the best way.
Let him fend for
himself. Sink or swim, baby.
Exactly. Well, you don't. No one wants to be with a person that, like, can't hold their own at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Well, it's more also, like, I'm super awkward. So, like, if I was standing next to him, I would probably just have been, like, smiling weirdly. So I'm just, like, it's probably better if, like, you just talk to people and I, like, go over here.
Was the party fun?
Yeah, it was nice.
Great.
The weather in New York has been quite odd. It's just raining and I don't know. It's weird. It's hot one day. It's rainy the next.
What can we do?
How was Abe when you introduced him to all your friends?
Great. I mean, I've never been the kind of person that's been anxious about introducing people, like, introducing my friends to people. You know, my friends are such a part of my life, as I feel they are for you guys, too, mm-hmm. that, like, introducing my significant other to my friends is something that, like, happens very quickly. I'm not the kind of person that, like, some of my friends like to, like, date guys for months and not introduce them to anyone and then like finally introduce them. And for me, I'm just like, if I like this person, I want my friends to like them too.
Yeah, I think it's really organic for you, you know?
Yeah,
we're going out, meet us, or yeah, whatever.
I've always just been that way. I've never like freaked out about it. And also, we get a lot of listeners that write into us being like, my friends don't like my, like, I'm scared my friends won't like him, blah, 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 blah.
Who cares?
But like, really? Okay, not really. If your friends really don't fuck with someone, you need to ask them why.
Agree.
And if it's like a real reason, yeah, then you can like think about it. But if it's just your friend being like, I don't know, I think he's kind of weird. Like, fuck yeah, that.
Fuck that.
Agree. I think also a lot of people judge whether or not they like the guy based on like your happiness. You know what I mean? Like, I've noticed like when I introduce him to other people, they're like, you seem really comfortable and you seem really happy, and like that's like a sign that this is good.
Yeah, you know, well, ultimately, I mean, like, it's your life. You know what I mean? That's, yeah, like, exactly. That's whenever people, you know, it's like, you don't have to date them. Like, I'm dating them.
Totally. But I also think that without meaning to, people judge your significant other on whether like they themselves would like want to fuck them or date them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I would never want to date anyone of my friends.
I know, but that's not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is just like instinctually, we sort of like make a judgment decision based on our own feelings about them, if you know what I mean.
I know.
We don't mean to. Like, but obviously, I'm not like looking at Abe.
No one's
being like, like, would I take this guy from Greta and date him myself? But like, part of you looks at somebody and is like, yes, I think that person is attractive. Yes, that person's personality is attractive to me. So yes, this is somebody that I like for Greta or whatever. You know what I mean?
I agree. I mean, I think, yeah, it's not like I would. You know what I have a really hard
time
with?
And if like I thought that Abe was disgusting, which he's not.
Right.
I'd be like, you know, he's fine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can't help but pass personal judgments on somebody. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Something that I have a really hard time dealing with is like when a guy has, or a girl, whatever, has hurt one of my friends like deeply. It is so hard for me to get over that. Even if my friend is over it, it's so hard for me to get over it for my friend. So that's like where I become the friend that's like,
Yeah, totally. I will hold lifelong grudges against dudes on behalf of my friends.
Me too. Like, there
lifelong grudges.
I will.
I just like can't wait when you're friends dating an idiot and then they finally break up and you get to unfollow them. It's like my favorite feeling.
I will say, like, I definitely am that person where if I really don't like someone my friend is dating, I'm like, why are you dating this guy? Like, yeah, he's a fucking tool.
You
can only say that in the beginning, because if someone's been dating them for 6 months and you're like, and they're going to get married or something, it's like you kind of lose your chance.
Yeah, but also if someone were to get married to someone that I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I would say something. I wouldn't say something like, don't marry him, but I would just be like, are you sure you want to get married?
Well, it would have to be for really concrete reasons, right?
For my own personal bullshit.
Yeah.
But if I thought that they were not a good person.
Right.
If I really thought that, but I need to really think that. I've only ever said that once to one of my friends who married someone.
Are you still friends?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't saying it in a mean way. I was just like, you know.
Yeah, but I guess if people choose to marry somebody, like, they're making that decision, and I don't think people really want input at that point.
Totally. I think that I probably shouldn't have said anything, but at the same time, I was also just like, you know what? Here's this.
Yeah.
Wait, do they still get married?
They're married. Still got married.
Is it awkward? Does he not like
you? No, it's not awkward. Like, it's that situation was mostly just, it was a different situation. It was. Yeah, it's not awkward at all. And it's not even that I didn't think that he was a bad person. I mostly just wanted to make sure my friend was ready to do that.
Oh.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's no, yeah, it wasn't about me judging him. It was mostly
different.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're 22. Are you sure you want to get married?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've had conversations with friends where it's like, I'll say, like, look, like, you watch out for these things, or he's hurt you in the past, or that sort of thing. But, like, no matter what, I'll, like, respect your decision, and, like, I won't bring it up again. But, like, just don't, just, like, remember those things. You know what I mean? Like, I had that, because I think that, like, there's a way you can tell a friend in that sort of way, like, I need to tell this to you, but, like, I also will respect whatever decision, won't bring it up again, and, like, let's move forward. But, like, you should know that, because, like, if not, if you never sort of say stuff, it just kind of, like, I don't know, sometimes I just feel like it, like, ruins the friendship. And it's, like, if it's a friendship you really care about or want to keep, that's hard. But, like, I've definitely had friends that have married guys that I don't, like, I don't have much in common with, or I'm not super, like, thrilled about, and, like, we're not as close, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But I think that's also life.
It is life.
It happens, I suppose.
We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be right back to answer some of your questions, and we'll be back in 1 second.
You guys, we're here to talk to you about Away Suitcases.
The best suitcase on the planet.
The New York City brand.
Yeah.
What accent was that that just
came out? I don't know. I like it, though.
The New York City brand of suitcases, founded by two New Yorkers, and they were just at JFK with dead phones and delayed flights, and they had this brilliant idea. They wanted to create suitcases with power.
And it worked.
So you can plug in your phone into your suitcase.
They also make really cute suitcases in all different sizes, and they're hard shell. What's the material that they use? It's an amazing...
German polycarbonate.
Yes, you know I only want suitcases made with German polycarbonate.
Unrivaled in strength and impact resistant and very lightweight.
Very lightweight.
Which for me is good because I always carry on. Like, I refuse
me too.
To check
I refuse
a bag.
To check my bag, yep.
Unless I'm going to somewhere for 2 weeks. And so, you know, when I have to lift that little carry-on suitcase above my head to get it into the thing, it really...
It to be light.
It really helps that it is so lightweight. And what I like the best about Away is that all the suitcases come in so many colors. And these are like chic, chic, chic colors.
Yeah, they're cute. Everything you want. I want the pink one really bad.
The pink is cute.
Navy.
I love the olive green. Yeah. I love the tan.
The tan is really cute.
They're really nice.
They also have their wheels are 4 360 degree spinning wheels. So you can truly just push that thing, scoot that thing everywhere, and it will go.
It's true. It's really, really nice to get through the airport so easily.
And luggage is expensive. So what's the offer? Because everyone should get themselves a nice piece of luggage.
I agree.
For not that much money.
So we are offering $20 off of Away Suitcases today. You go to awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code LOVIN during checkout. Again, you guys, $20 off a suitcase.
Isn't there also a warranty on these suitcases?
I don't know. But all you have to do is go to awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code LOVIN during checkout. And let me scroll through this copy and see if there is a... Yes! Lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, we will fix or replace it for you for life.
Yep. Isn't that beautiful?
So great, Greta.
Yeah.
Okay. Away. First class luggage at a coach price. You guys, today's episode of Lady Levin is brought to you by HelloFresh, and just, I'm so fucking hungry.
Me too. I'm always hungry.
I wish that we had a HelloFresh box in the studio right
I
now.
I do too. I wish we had a HelloFresh box right here, right now.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard of HelloFresh, and like you have to have heard of HelloFresh by now, it is the most amazing meal kit delivery service, and it shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy that tasty food.
Yeah, it's great. Also, everything is like divided up, so it's so easy to cook.
Right. It's pre-measured. The recipes are delicious.
They give you all of the ingredients. Like, you actually don't need to have anything at your house except for a pan.
Yeah. And for me, the day that my HelloFresh box shows up, it's like Christmas morning all over again, because you get that delivery on the door and then you open it up and you can choose from three plans: classic, veggie, and Familia, the family plan. And honestly, all of the recipes.
I like the Familia plan.
Yeah, the Familia plan. All the recipes are super fuss-free. They're perfect for picky eaters. They are kid-tested and approved. And they take like 20 minutes.
I know. It's crazy. I just like it because I don't need to go to the store.
Yes.
And it just saves me so much time.
Yes, you can spend so much less time meal planning and grocery shopping, and you can get out of that recipe rut by outsourcing the recipe creation to HelloFresh.
Yeah.
And the amazing chefs that work there.
Love that.
So, because you're a beautiful Lady Lovin' listener, you are going to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
That's amazing.
Right? That's a great
deal.
That's
a lot of, yeah, that's like a solid amount of money.
That's like a week of free food, honestly. Yeah. So all you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/Lovin30 and enter promo code Lovin30 and just ears perk up, guys. That's a different promo code than we normally use with our advertisers. So it's HelloFresh.com/Lovin30 and you use that promo code Lovin30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
And we are back.
Hi.
Hi. I hope everyone loved those reads.
Don't you want to gossip about me?
Oh, yeah. Lo, what's up?
I'm like, hey, guys, let's gossip about each other. And Greta goes, and then Jill goes, and I'm forgotten.
No, I want to gossip about you.
I wasn't even on the show last week.
There's really only one question I want to answer. We can do it at the end. And you'll like it.
Like a listener email?
Yeah.
I'm going to like it. Is it the one that the boy wrote?
No, but thank you to all the male listeners out there who did write in. By the way, one male listener wrote in saying that we made a negative joke about men. We didn't make a negative joke about men, I would just like to say.
Guess what? This show's called Lady Lovin', motherfuckers.
And we're so happy that you listened to the show. We're thrilled that you listened to the show. We just wanted to hear from you.
Totally. We love our male listeners.
I agree.
But to a certain degree, guys, we're not here for you. We're here for the women.
No, we're here for you too.
No, we're here for everyone.
Okay, we're here for everyone. Like, I want to answer that male listener question because it was a really sincere email that we got.
We had like a beautiful email, some beautiful emails from our male listeners, and I thank them for listening to us.
I'm just saying that this is feminist women's show. Sorry, Jill, go ahead.
And we got a lovely tweet from a guy, which was really nice, but we are for everyone, so don't be offended, but we are heavy on the female topics.
But true. You know what? Emotional topics relate to us all.
We can still be a feminist podcast and talk about men, because men are also feminists.
You're right. I just like to talk about girls.
Also, emotions are
universal.
Everyone. Yes. Okay, speaking of emotions, Lo, what's going on with you?
So, I was like taking a couple weeks off from dating, but now I'm starting to date again because I just like got really bored.
I love when Lo takes weeks off of dating. That's my favorite thing when she's like, so I've decided I'm going to take a few weeks off of dating. It's like me being like, so I've decided I'm going to take a few weeks off of carbs. It's like the same thing.
You're always going to come back.
Then like 5 days go by and you're like, damn, that bread looks fucking dank.
Yeah.
That is so true. Lo, definitely, her dating is like a fad diet.
It is a fad diet.
It totally is.
So you took some weeks off, but now you're back out in the game.
Yeah, I took some weeks off, and then I was like, you know what? This is really not making me feel any better.
So you went out on the streets, and you got a date.
A couple.
Any good ones?
Yeah.
A couple. She's like a 10. Couple.
I mean, Lo is the dating queen. We all know that. No one can beat Lo in the dating game.
No one can outdate me. It's
no
true.
One can. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I actually went on a date last week that was really good, and we're hanging out again this week.
So nice.
And yeah, we vibed.
What made the date good? He was like really
smart. I felt like he was a really authentic, genuine person. And we had a lot in common and a lot to talk about and a very similar outlook on life and the way that we want to live our lives. And I was like into that. It's nice to meet somebody that you have a lot in common with
totally.
And that wants to live life in the same way that you want to live your life.
Yeah.
So it was good. I was like, oh, like you wouldn't have to make a lot of sacrifices like being with this person.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because you already just sort of see the world in a similar way. As much as you can glean from, you know, a first date.
Right.
But we had a delicious dinner. We hung out for 3 hours at dinner, which is like great.
Damn.
Did he look at your phone at all?
He didn't look at my phone.
No, did you look at your phone?
Oh, no. Well, only when he went to the bathroom. Otherwise, no, I kept my phone in my purse the whole time.
That's a great date when you don't take out
your
phone.
And so did he. Like, he didn't look at his phone ever. So, yeah, we had a really nice time. Like, it was, he was just cute and nice. So that was, made me feel really good and made me feel like, okay, there's like hope in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I haven't been feeling very hopeful about my current situation. Like, I don't have a boyfriend, but I actually do have beautiful new packaging for Love Wellness instead.
That's better.
Sometimes that can fulfill you more.
Well, honestly, you guys, I know I've been...
A bad relationship.
Yeah, like, I've been talking about work a lot on the podcast when I've sort of, like, touched on my personal stuff and that's going on. But I'm so psyched for what is happening with my business.
Yeah, business is everything.
It just... It is fulfilling me in this way that I never quite understood before. And it just really has upped my confidence level.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm adding value to the world, or at least in my own life. You know, I'm like totally making myself valuable. But honestly, I think that big things are happening at Love Wellness, you guys. I think we're going to like start slaying before the end of the year. So we're going through like a whole sort of not like a relaunch, because we're going to continue to just, you know, have everything available for sale. But in July, we're aiming for to do a whole relaunch of the website, all new branding, all new packaging. And last night I got a sneak peek at all of our new packaging. And oh my God, I just about died. Everything is so beautiful and like looks so unique. And I just cannot wait for this stuff to like hit our website and to be in retail, which is the direction that we're going in. So like, I'm just really excited for all the things that are happening at work, and it makes me feel like, fuck yes, I'm like have worked so hard at this and it's finally starting to pay off.
That's
amazing. So it turns out that you can find fulfillment through work. You don't always have to have a boyfriend, but if you have both, that's really nice too.
I find that sometimes one thing falls into place, you know, one thing's always off. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Sometimes you'll have a really great work thing going and then nothing in the love life. Or sometimes you'll have something in the love life and like your work isn't where you want it to be. It's, you know, it's sort of hard to have that happen. And then I think when they both happen, the next thing is kids and there's that. You know what I mean? I feel like there's always going to be something that you're going to feel a little bit like isn't there.
Well, my May horoscope is really interesting. I have Uranus coming into my like planetary sector for the next 8 years, and it hasn't been in Libra since like 1942. And so big change is happening for me.
So exciting.
Very exciting.
I love work. I love feeling important. That's all I want.
So nice, right?
Yeah, it's the best. Ugh, careers. I love them.
Same.
Love a career.
Okay, should we now do some emails?
Okay, yeah. Just hold on.
Can I say something that really annoyed me over the past couple days? This is really stupid. So I put up a recipe on my Instagram story, and I was like talking about like how to boil eggs, and like all these people felt like they wanted to Instagram DM me and tell me like their own tips for boiling eggs, and I just was so annoyed by that, and I don't know why. I was like, I don't need you to fucking send me a DM and tell me to add vinegar to my water. Like, just in case you didn't know, this helps your eggs not crack. And I just was like, shut up, all you people. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Sorry for that pet peeve. I know that's so irrational.
No.
Maybe I'm just PMSing, but I was like, literally, you fools, I know that. Just because I didn't directly say, like, your little tip for boiling eggs doesn't mean that I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Leave me alone.
I mean,
I think they were trying to probably just, like, share a tip, too.
I don't need tips shared.
Why? That's what the internet is.
I don't need you to share your tips with me.
I think that's like the fun part about it is if you're like putting recipes or doing stuff like that, people also want to
give
like
their two cents.
Engage. Like that's, yeah, like that's
I know how to boil a fucking egg.
A lot of,
but I don't think that people are saying that because you don't know how to do it. People are like, oh, have you tried this?
Yeah, I know.
Tip?
I just was
but sometimes
totally
I do this.
I get it. I mean,
I just wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it personally.
I didn't take it personally like that. All I'm saying, I was just so annoyed. I was like, literally, shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
I get it. I mean, like, when we were talking about birth control on the show, a lot of girls reached out to me about the copper IUD. And ladies, I know about the copper IUD. I'm just terrified of getting it.
Because it's terrifying.
People do that to me too. They send me stuff about like the family planning, but like people love
and I love hearing the info, all information.
Thanks. You guys can send all your egg boiling shit to me instead of Lo.
No, I get it, though. When you're PMS-y, it's like, I hear that.
Yeah, I'm a nightmare when I'm PMSing.
I didn't think for a while that I was a PMS-y person, and then I realized I am, and I'm
I'm a PMS queen.
All right, you guys, this is a really good email that I love. The subject line is to blow or not to blow. Message. I hate trying to give blowjobs, hate the taste, I always gag. Do I have to do it? I'm only casually dating right now, and I just don't feel like I need to do something I really don't want to when I don't really care that much about impressing the dude. Honestly, fair question. Thank you for writing
fair in. Fair question.
Thank you.
I got an answer.
What do you think?
If you don't like someone, then you don't have to give them a blowjob. If you like someone, give them a blowjob. Like, don't just be given blowjobs because you think you should. Give it because you want to give
it. I think she's saying that she really hates giving blowjobs in general.
But she's also saying, like, I don't really like these guys, so, like, do I have to give them one if I don't like them? And it's like, definitely don't give anyone a blowjob that you don't like. I think that's the first rule. Yeah. And then I think if you really like someone, you'll probably want to give that because you probably want to please them.
Yeah, totally. Definitely don't suck dick because you want to, like, if you don't really give a shit about a dude, no.
Yeah.
Agree. I think we're all on the same page on this one. If you find somebody that you really like and they want you to pleasure them in that way, you're not obligated, but
also
if you don't, they might find somebody that does.
If someone's...
No one really, like, loves the taste. I
love giving them now.
I like giving them, but I'm not saying that the taste is something that I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd love to put that on my fucking chicken.
Like the taste of a semen or, like, taste of a dick?
Both. Like, I'm just saying that, like, the taste is not obviously a delicacy.
I don't really think the dicks taste like much.
Me either. I don't think the dicks taste like that much. I was just about to say, if you're going down to a dude and his dick is stanky, you should just be like, dog, your dick stinks.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Like, let's take a shower and wash these balls.
If you like someone, it's definitely more of an experience that you're enjoying as well, rather than you just giving 100. Something. So I think it really comes back to, like, if how you feel about the person.
100%. Don't suck a dick that you don't want to suck, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Greta will put that on her
I show. Will. Don't suck a dick you don't want to suck. But also,
oh my God, I was at the gym real quick today, and my trainer goes, I've got a perfect shirt for you to make.
What is it?
And I was like, what is it? And he goes, cheat on your boyfriend, not your reps.
like your reps at the gym?
Oh, like your reps at the gym. I was about to be like,
that's really funny. Like, first off, that's like never something that I would ever wear. Second off, horrible statement. Third off, kind of funny.
That is funny.
That is so funny.
Okay, amazing, fabulous. Are you ready?
We also got another question, another sexploration
Which
question.
One?
About a girl. Greta, you should read it. It just came in our
just
email.
Now?
I forwarded it to you. No, yesterday.
Let me get she there. Actually, hold on. Yesterday.
She DM'd me, and then she also emailed. And it was a sexy
Hold
question.
On.
So.
Period and sex. Oh, yes. Yeah.
This one,
I want to answer this one because I'm fired up about this one.
Me too.
And unfortunately, this is our last question for today. Just prefacing that before I read it.
All right.
Okay. Whew. My boyfriend of 4 months and I, he's 29, I'm 26, have sex 1 to 2 times a week. Recently, while being fingered, I started lightly bleeding, and then again when we tried anal for the first time. He got a little weird, but we finished having sex. Almost 2 days later, he accused me of being on my period, telling me how unkind it was to, quote, expose him to my blood. I told him I was not on my period, and he believed me, but I went and spent the night with him the other day, and he wouldn't touch me. We finally had sex quickly, and later he told me my bleeding the other day really freaked him out. He has never liked blood. I persisted to ask if we just would never have sex again. I'm hoping we can work through this. I don't think sex is everything by any means, but when you go from once or twice a week to not at all, it makes you feel unwanted and unloved. Just not sure what to do. I love this man.
How long have they been dating for?
4 months.
I'm upset because, like, okay, women's body shit happened. If things are going up there, you might bleed randomly, and the person you're with needs to accept that and not make a big deal about it. There's my first part of that. The second part is, of course, if you're doing anal, you're potentially going to bleed. Like, what does he think? That's not like something that, like, what the hell? I'm like pissed off.
Well, I was just about to say, he's freaked out by blood, but he's willing to fuck you in the ass and maybe you'll shit on him. Yeah. Like, what?
It kind of sounds this guy is freaked out by blood, just full stop, not necessarily like vaginal blood.
Yeah, but I think that for him to use,
like, what does he expect?
But to use that language, like you were being deceptive and like you were on your period, like as if she was trying to
trick him into
boning. That is so, I don't know. I don't like that. Like, I think that's like kind of shaming and like is making her feel bad. And like, she didn't want to bleed.
Yeah, that's the thing. No woman wants to bleed on you. Like, that's embarrassing and uncomfortable and like a personal thing. And it's not like we're like going out and like trying to fuck dudes like when we have a period or an injury.
I also think that he, like, imagine dating this man and like, let's say like you have an issue, like, is he gonna just walk away because he's uncomfortable with that issue? Like, that's what I don't like. Like, these are very small things that happen to literally every single person, and this is just showing you that this guy's not ready to be in like a committed relationship, in my opinion, if he can't even handle that.
Well, I just think that if the issue is blood, he needs to figure out a better way to communicate. He needs to either say, hey, I'm so sorry, I am super freaked out by blood. Like, in general, it's not you. It's just, like, the blood situation.
Yeah.
The way that he's putting it is that it's all on her.
Right.
That it's, like, her fucking up somehow. And,
like, what does he think's going to happen when she's, like, gets pregnant or has a baby? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm just, like, not a fan of how this guy is speaking to her about this. I just think that there's, like, much better
ways to
communicate.
It's about, like, the conversation, like, the words that he's using.
Yeah. And also, you know, if he can't get over the fact that, like Jilly is saying, you bleeded a little, like, there's no, like, how is he ever going to stay with you in the future? You know, like, say that you guys are together for years and years and years, like, you're going to get your period.
Yeah.
You know, something is going to happen. Like, if you guys continue to have anal sex, something is going to happen.
Also, shit's going to happen to him, too. And what are you going to be like, that makes me uncomfortable? No, because you're going to support him. So,
yeah, there's just, like, this, like, shame element that I didn't like. Yeah. And I think that that's fucking whack.
Yeah, the concept that, like, we are in full control of our bodies at every fucking moment and, like, it's going to be perfect is sort of remarkably ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, and I know that I said this was the last question. Are we all on an agreement on that on that question though? Before I just quickly,
I think I agree with you guys. I think it's like he really needs to change the way that he's communicating about this because it sounds like he has like a blood phobia.
Yeah, it sounds like a phobia
that needs to be addressed to a degree. But he's just not treating this woman in a kind, loving way.
No, and if I were her,
he's making it her issue, not his issue.
Exactly.
Like, why are you bleeding on me?
Exactly. When, you know what? That's exactly right. It's your issue, dog. It's not your girl's issue.
Yeah.
So, like, stop making it that way.
Yeah.
Like, sorry you have a blood phobia. I didn't want, like, thank you for making me bleed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, thank you for fingering me so hard you made me bleed. Thank you for fucking me in the ass that I bled.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants that to happen.
Agree.
I just want to answer one last question very quickly because this one, I just thought about it. And this is going to be in my dump his ass segment.
Okay.
That I'm just going to start. A girl wrote in saying that she, like, met this guy. Long story short, he invited her to come visit him in New York. And she thought he was joking, but then he was like, no, I'm serious. And then she went to New York to visit him, and he told her that his sister said to, like, watch out for her and all of this stuff. And then he was being really fucking weird while she was in New York visiting him, and he told her that, like, he didn't even want her there and that he asked her to come to New York when he was half asleep. And, like,
what?
He didn't really mean it. And then, like, she ended up staying, and now she left, and they're still in communication, but she doesn't know what to do. And honestly, this guy sounds like a shithead.
dump his ass.
Yeah, he sounds like an idiot.
And I just want to let you know that I'm so sorry you were in that situation. Nothing is more uncomfortable or like shameful or sticky, icky, gross than when you go to another place, a foreign place to you to visit someone, and they're shitty.
And they make and you feel they unwanted.
And then they make you feel like a fool. I'm so over this. I'm so over people making other people feel like a fool. You brought me here. Yeah. You invited me here. And now you're making me feel like a fucking idiot? No.
Yeah, like maybe he should go to the doctors to learn how to not sleep text. Like, what is that?
I don't know.
That was just a bullshit excuse.
Just like, honestly, girl, you're way better than this guy. He sounds like low key a dick who's also like fucking weird. And I just think that you're way better than that. And you need to move on from him and you need to cut that cord and not talk with him anymore.
Yeah.
He's obviously someone.
Definitely say
goodbye. Obviously someone who's very easily influenced.
Yeah. And like, I'm not into that. Me there was, either. Like, more details in the email that shed more light on the situation, but all that
in
I needed to know was the way he treated you when you visited him in New York, and I just think it's really bad, and I don't like it at all. So
dump his ass.
Dump his ass. All right, gals, who's our lady lovin'?
I have
okay.
one.
Who is it?
It's, mine is Ali Wong.
Oh, yes.
Because her Netflix special came out
so
yesterday.
Good.
I watched it last
so
night.
Good.
It was so funny. I think she's so cute and funny. And just, I also love her Instagram. She's always dancing. She's making up these dance moves. And then her husband's like in the background, like doing his work. And it's just like so
They're
real. And I just
cute.
Love her. I'm very happy that she is like, she's killing it.
What is
she's
her new so special lady. Called, Jilly?
It is called Hard Knock Wife.
Yes, because she's pregnant again in this special.
She's pregnant again in this one. The first one was Baby Cobra, which
I
was amazing.
Baby Cobra.
This one's really good, and I highly recommend watching the
I
whole
love
thing.
Ali Wong. She and I have the same birthday.
Oh!
Yeah.
April 19th, babies.
Yep.
Well, shout out to our lady love, Ali Wong. Maybe one day
yeah,
she'll come
on. Yeah, let's get
her
on the pod.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this hot, fresh episode of Lady Lovin'. We hope that you enjoyed it. And subscribe and like our page and follow us on Instagram. And listen next week.
Yes.
For another hot, new,
Bye.
Fresh
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.